This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has rejected a statement made by Pakistan claiming denial of airspace, calling it yet another attempt to spread anti-India misinformation. Responding to media queries on overflight clearance, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the request for overflight clearance for a Pakistani aircraft transporting humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka was received by the High Commission of India in Islamabad at approximately 1300 hours on Monday. He said that given the urgency of the humanitarian mission, the government processed the request promptly and granted overflight permission and approved the proposed itinerary at 1730 hours on the same day. Mr. Jaiswal reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting the people of Sri Lanka during these difficult times through all available means. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Thiruvananthapuram from today. During her visit, the President will attend the Navy Day 2025 celebrations and witness the operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Roy has said, government has decided to conduct census in 2027 and it will be held in two phases. In the written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Mr. Rai said in the first phase, house listing and housing census will be conducted from April to September next year, followed by second phase. He said population enumeration will be done in February 2027 with reference date of 1st March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where it will be done in September 2026 with reference date of 1st October 2026. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said that India's TB mortality rate has decreased from 28 per lakh population in 2015 to 21 per lakh population in 2024. Addressing the Members of Parliament on the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan at Extended Parliament House and its auditorium in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda underscored the important leadership roles of the MPs in achieving the goal of TB elimination. On the occasion, he urged the MPs to monitor the campaign in their respective constituencies, raise awareness and reduce stigma around the disease, and mobilize the community to actively participate in the campaign. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted a successful high-speed rocket sled test of a fighter aircraft escape system at a controlled velocity in Chandigarh yesterday. The Ministry of Defence said that the test validated canopy severance, ejection sequencing and complete air crew recovery. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented Indian Air Force DRDO and industry on the successful test. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian president will be on a two-day state visit to India from tomorrow to take part in 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defence, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. Meanwhile, addressing an online media briefing organised by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia Dmitry Peskov yesterday said that S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian president's visit. The Kremlin spokesperson stated that they are jointly looking for possibilities to increase the imports from India to Russia.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. It's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab and central Maharashtra for the next 2 days. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India currently lead the series by 1-0 after defeating the Proteas by 17 runs in the first ODI on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.